I'm here at the Tianjin Ritz-Carlton with Alan Debeve Tolosa, who is guest chef here at Zest at the moment. Elaine, it's lovely to have this with you today. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
That's good. Now, last night I had what was arguably one of the finest meals in my life. And it was just simply amazing what you did with fresh, simple ingredients. The biggest question I want to ask you is, how did you first start cooking? What drew you to cooking?
When I decide to be a cook, it's a long story because it's my dream. When I was children, my father in family father and family's mother in Spain also. We have a big tradition. It's very usual in Europe. The family meals and go to the big, to the nice and expensive restaurant. And my father and my mother, they like go sometimes to discover a new restaurants. And my father, they have one chef friend. He's French. And he has a restaurant in very near from Barcelona. And when I have when I'm 6 years old, I say first time, Papa, I will be like your friend, chef. And it's passion for me. It's a passion. It's not only job, because normally the journalists, they ask me, what is your hobby? What do you like in your time off? And I say, cook, go to the markets, travel, and see the new techniques, see the new products. It's very, very best. It's very exciting for us.
So, which path did you go down to becoming a chef? Well, a cook first, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Did you go via an apprenticeship, or did you go via a college?
College in Barcelona. I did study for 3 years. 3 years, and at the same time I make trainings in a Michelin star restaurant.
Oh, I don't suppose you can tell us which one.
Yes, El Bulli is the first one in 94, but also in Barcelona one restaurant. It's a French chef. It's Nachel. Recently, he has closed the restaurant, and two more restaurants in Barcelona. Mm.
Now, you mentioned El Bulli so casually. Whenever I hear El Bulli, I think, what happened? Why did it close? I know why. What was it like to work at El Bulli?
Because so many years ago, when I have I'm studying the culinary school. I have 77 years old, and my mother bring me one present for the anniversary, and it's the book. It's one book, culinary book. It's the first book from El Bulli. It's El Sabor del Mediterráneo. I see this book. In 5 minutes, I say, "Mama, this is the restaurant that I want to work." 3 years after, I bring my mother and to this restaurant. I convince to go in this restaurant, and after dinner, the director of the restaurant, they come to the table and they ask about the dinner, everything okay. Yes, I say yes. Everything is very surprising for me. Everything is amazing, and I want to work here. 1 month after, I work in a. I make a training in a. It's different time. It's 94. Mm. The El Bulli restaurant is not the same like in 2000. 2000, it's so famous. Then it's think possible to go to the restaurant and. Okay, starting your training.
Yes, I imagine they were turning away more applicants than there probably weren't jobs to apply for anyway in 2000.
500 people every year. 500 people.
But it must have been something else again, the new techniques, the things that came, the use of foam in itself. I mean, foam's everywhere now, but it was the new thing there. Was it like being shown all the tricks the magician can do? For a chef, that must have been like, you know, now I know everything?
Because I think the most important in El Bulli, and I take this if you ask me what's the most important experience from El Bulli in your philosophy now, in your philosophy of the culinary things, it's not only culinary, it's a point of view for the life, no? And I'm every day disconformed. And I want to go ahead and study. I don't have now my best recipe. No, it's the next. Don't exist now. I need to study and need to try and need to see the new products and try and thinking every time, thinking. Because why I make this? No, until El Bulli, it's because for the last 15 years, this recipe we make like this. Then, cannot change, please.
Yes, the stagnation and static.
And this is the thing most important from El Bulli. El Bulli say no. Why? Can you explain, please? Because I cannot change like this because it's more easy or it's more surprise or. We ask about all the kitchen, all the things, all the techniques, all the recipes, all the systems in the kitchen, and we put an interrogant, and then this move the wall, the kitchen wall. No, and now this is the tendency, no, because it's not only we now. All the chefs around the world, in Australia, in French, in thinking every time, thinking why I make this. What I hope? What is my philosophy?
Now, after El Bulli closed, it became an atelier, and you worked there too. That must have been something else, because the images and footage I saw that came out of that just blew my mind. That you were not just looking at chefs, you were looking at architects, you were looking at technicians, engineers, the ideas of putting everything together as an all-encompassing philosophy. It must have been an amazing experience.
Yes, yes, because I think it's the first, no, I'm sure it's the first time, and I'm sure it's the last time that I have the opportunity to work with so many disciplines in a level of job. No, I work with architects, I work with biologists, so many disciplines, and this is very interesting because you have the opportunity to see different systems of creativity, but the line is the same and the concept is the same. To be news and perfection every time. No? It's try to take the perfection in your job and offer an experience, not only food, not only meal. No? It's more global. More vegan, no? The experience is not only food. This is very difficult to make this. Do you need one space, special space, and one very technical staff, equipments, and philosophy, no?
A hugely ambitious exercise. Just looking at it, I couldn't understand a word anybody was saying. It was an unsubtitled documentary in Norwegian when they were not speaking Spanish, and I'm just looking at it going, this is amazing. Why can't we do this anywhere else? Ah, we haven't got any money. This is the key thing.
Because one of the best things to be chef, it's because it's one of, maybe they have more, no? But this job, they offer the opportunity to speak with you, with a doctor, with a sportive journalist, because every people, they like food, they like it. Yeah. Then it's like a university for a chef, because if you work in a high level restaurant, you have the opportunity to sit with very, very interesting people.
Now, recently you've opened restaurants in Singapore and Hong Kong. I've got to get the name right. Catalonia. I can never get it right. Catalonia. Now, the first one was opened in Singapore in 2012, and then you opened one in Hong Kong in 2013. What's it like to have restaurants in Asia? Is it more difficult to work in Asia because you're not used to the ingredients, or is it just you'll work with whatever you're given?
Yes, we opened two restaurants. The first one in 2012 in Singapore, and it's a really, really successful. It is we bring 33 people from Spain just to open this restaurant. It's incredible. I think it's a unique case in the world, because it's only one restaurant with 88 seats, and it's not fine dining restaurant. It's casual. Fun dining. It's because the food we try to bring flavors and taste from Spain. It's a really, really, really good job, because we want to offer exactly the same recipes, and this is so difficult because in Singapore, in Asia in general, you don't have good ingredients in Asia. Singapore, it's so difficult because they don't produce nothing, and then do you need to bring all the products from Europe, from Australia, from Japan? But it's really complicated in Asia to take. If you want the good products, then do you need to pay a high quantity of money, no?
And unfortunately, you have to pass that on to your guests. Yeah.
But the experience is so nice, because the creativity, it's another point, it's another line, no? Then the more easy and worry, it's sorry, but I cannot make nothing with this product, but we have our responsibility to open a restaurant and offer the best quality like we can make, no? And it's incredible. The last 3 years with Catalonia, it's incredible. And the point is, now we're starting to produce a documentary, and this documentary is already sold to Asia, Europe, Australia, and USA. And the sponsorship from this documentary, it's Singapore Airlines, Singapore Tourist Board, government from Catalonia, Spain. It's very interesting, because it's the experience with 33 people, finally 45 people from Spain, just to open two restaurants. And the objective is very, very easy, very clean, to be honest. To be honest, and make a really, really, really Spanish restaurant. Because I travel around the world, and it's every time my experience in a Spanish restaurant, it's very bad experience. No, they don't have a really professionals to make a restaurant. It's casual. It's one guy, and they maybe they think, well, the most easy thing to make here in Sydney is make a restaurant, no? But now I think after 15 years, I think that Spain, it's the last 15 years, it's the best country fine dining level culinary. Now the situation included the crisis in Europe, it's very higher than, and the situation in Spain is so difficult because they have an incredible level in Barcelona, for example, but they don't have guests. And this is the thing. And then this situation, it's very interesting because so many good professional, good chef, they want to, they need to go out from Spain. No? And I think for the next 10 years, we can have a good Spanish restaurants in the world.
Now, you're on an Asian tour at the moment, or you're coming towards the end of an Asian tour at the moment through the Ritz-Carlton chain. Is it hard to just pack everything up and go from city to city and cook each time, a different night, a different place, here for a few nights, gone again? Is it? Do you enjoy the process, or is it frustrating as well?
We enjoy it, the process. We take now, we don't finish, but we have the remembers about so many good experience. We have contact with amazing and incredible people from Ritz-Carlton or from other restaurants. The resume, it's an amazing experience, but also it's very hired. It's we have so many problems with the product, with the, it's just every time it's a new staff, and then do you need training every time? It's so hired. I think it's the first time and the last time I make this. No, because 8 cities, it's too much.
Do you need
a stop a little bit, one week, for example, 1 week to stop and think and try to make best. I don't know. It's
too many cities too quickly.
Yeah,
more time required in one city to get an idea of seasonality and local products and the level of the staff.
Yes, yeah. It's very changing because we're starting in Singapore. Singapore, we know because we pass, we stayed for the last 3 years, and then we have contact with the suppliers in Singapore, and then it's very easy for us to bring the product that we make in the list or we put in the list. The next stop is in Hong Kong, and then it's like a home. But after, we have been to Kyoto. It's the first Kyoto, Osaka, and Tokyo, and then the level in terms of staff and ingredients, it's incredible. I think it's one of the best countries in the world in gastronomy, in other disciplines also, but in gastronomy, it's, for me, it's the best one. I want to live in Japan some many years, no, because it's I every time it's very interesting for me when I working in the street, when I want I go to the restaurants, when I speak with the Japanese guys, I'm very passionate from the culture.
I spent a year there, and I would probably kill you, kill my assistant, kill a few other people to go back to living there, but I don't think my wife would like it. So after Japan, you came
then to after home? Japan, we come here to China, and then it's difficult. It's more difficult like Japan. Japan, I repeat, the level, it's more higher like the other countries, but after 5 promotions, come here to China and go down a little bit in this point, no, in the staff, and And in ingredients, it's very higher for us. It's very higher because normally, if you starting after five, it's better. The sixth one, it's better, and you go up. No, and then it's for us. It's the experience to go down. It's not nice. No, it's a little bit stressing for or level of psychology. No, but it's normal. Because we come from the best country to regular country. It's like the same if we change maybe Japan for Australia or for Spain, the level in Japan is like
yeah, it's a very, very professional country in all regards, Japan.
Yeah, the proof is you cannot eat bat in Japan.
No, that's
it's impossible.
True. Yeah. Oh, it's possible, but you have to go to the wrong places.
Yeah, no, for sure, no. But it's every time it's quality in the small restaurants, in the sushi restaurants, in the tempura restaurants, in the okonomiyaki restaurants. Every time it's all is clean. The product is every time good. Do you have 10 qualities of each product? Then, but every time it's compensate, no. That do you pay for the quality you receive?
But you're having a good time at the Ritz-Carlton Tianjin, aren't you?
The last, all the experience, all the we have a good remembers from each hotel, from each promotion. But now we stay here in Tianjin, and it's very surprising because. The hotel is new, and then it's incredible. Ornato, the chef of executive chef, he has experience to work in Spain and Europe, and then I think he know very well what we need, no? And all the staff, it's very funny, very happy staff, and. From the first day, it's an amazing experience, amazing, very professional, very organized hotel, and happy staff. And this is very important.
It is. It's happy. It's good that the staff are happy because happy staff make happy customers.
Yes. This is the most important. Yes. First, happy staff, and then you can make a restaurant or for the rooms or whatever you want, but the most important is the staff. If the staff smile, for sure customer smile. And this is the case here in Tianjin, and then David and me, we smile every day.
This is good.
And the staff here, they say keep calm because 3 days more. No, don't worry. We are very happy here.
That's good. Now, Alain, if I was to take you somewhere and put you in a restaurant and say, I can give you everything but one ingredient, what is the ingredient you cannot work without?
For the Spanish people, olive oil, it's one of the best, but opposite, like in Asia, maybe salt.
Salt?
No, because they do you have systems to fix the flavors, no? But one, rice. Potato.
Potato. Potatoes. And why is potato your star ingredient then?
Potato, it's potato and egg, no? But potato, do you can make a lot of recipes with potato. It's one of the ingredient base in the gastronomy and culture. And I think it's no, I don't know.
Okay, it's a key starch. You need a starch. Everybody needs a starch. All right. Well, look, Alain, you're almost at an end here in Tianjin. What's next for you? Do you go back to Singapore, back to Hong Kong, back to Spain?
And next time back to Hong Kong. In Monday, I will back to Hong Kong. because we still waiting for a project in Ritz-Carlton Hong Kong, in the 118 floor. But now they have one of the best bar views in Hong Kong, in Joseon, and we still waiting for a project. But I don't know. Maybe I think I will come to Hong Kong. I visit friends, but I think I will be to Barcelona in 2 weeks.
Lucky you. Any questions, Monica?
How do you think of Chinese stinky tofu?
What do you think of Chinese stinky tofu? Stinky tofu. Have you tried it?
Yes. Do you say the
stinky?
Yeah, it's stinky, but it's very nice. It's the same. It's the same thing like so many cheese from French. No, flavor it's stinking, but the taste it's amazing. No, I like the tofu. I like one of the hops. The hop from me it's to make a job in China. It's documentary all the different styles of from the Chinese style, because it's they don't have a book with that you can learn about the Chinese. And then in Europe, for example, the idea from the Chinese kitchen it's noodles, rice, and but this is not China. This is three Western Chinese dishes, no? Because if you travel around China, it's completely different, no? And I think it's good to make this job, take the and documentary all the techniques, all dishes from China, from different parts of China, and show the rest of people in the world, no? This is China style. Because it's more clean for the peoples overseas, they find the Japanese kitchen, no? Because sushi, sashimi, tempura, it's more technical, no? And it's more more clean. China, it's so difficult. But do you want?
Yeah.
This, it's so rich. It's very rich.
Every province has its own cuisine, and every...
It's impossible.
A little bit of each province then has its own cuisine.
Yeah, because it's impossible to say, no, I don't like the Chinese kitchen.
Yeah, because you'd be hard
Sorry,
pressed to find
fish,
something you don't
meat,
like.
Tofu. Do you see here in the markets all the things in, like in Europe? Crepes, noodles. Then do you ask, what's the first?
Yeah.
What's the first country to make this? I think all the origin is all it's from China.
Yes.
Yeah,
could
I think
be
yes.
Something in that.
I think yes. I think all the techniques, because here it's crazy. So many pastas, noodles, omelets, breads, rice.
Very true. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, look, Elaine, it's been a great pleasure to have a chance to actually speak to you today. I'm sorry I've taken you away from actually doing a whole stack of work that I know you should be doing, but thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's a good pleasure.